Five Things First Thing with JR Morning's Chris Renwick, Lloyd Jackson, and Jamie Edmonds.
6:05 here on a Monday morning. Good morning to you, Lloyd Jackson.
Good morning, sir.
Nice to see you.
It's nice to be seen.
There's going to be a heat wave across much of the central part of the United States.
I was looking down at Texas, man. They were talking about like their lows was like they were like 95.
All right, we love the low. One of the trademarks of being a Michigander is you have to complain about the weather at all times.
Well, it changes.
I think it's a prerequisite. It's in our DNA here. Would you rather have it be 110 degrees?
No. I like warm weather.
Hold on. Or would you rather it be minus 10?
No.
And snow? You have to pick one.
I have to choose one or the other?
Feet to the fire.
I have to do the warm.
You're doing warm.
I have to do the warm. I can't do minus 10.
Really? You're out. You're inside anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to be doing a lot outside.
No.
Well, I'll even spare you the snow. All right, no snow, but it's minus 10.
No, I'd rather have the heat, even though I don't like the heat.
No. I might take the cold.
You might take the cold?
I might take the cold.
Over the 110?
I might take the cold. Brian's nodding too.
You're 100% right. Take the cold.
I might take the cold.
You can always put on more layers, but I can't go outside nude.
Thank you for that, Brian.
My neighbors have complained.
You could.
You'll just be arrested.
But you might be arrested. There might be some consequences to it.
Donald Trump is set to be in Michigan today. He'll be at the GM Proving Grounds in Milford. He's expected to focus on the economy, the administration efforts on building the U.S. auto industry, and expanding domestic manufacturing. So the president putting focus on Michigan ahead of the midterms.
And it's happening on the same day that the Gordie Howe International Bridge will officially open to vehicle traffic at noon today, creating a massive new trade and travel link between Detroit and Windsor. Pedestrian and bike lanes will follow in a few weeks, giving downriver residents a brand new way to cross the border. Now, you know, on Friday, they had the little pomp and circumstance, and
the Canadians did.
And the president says, that's fine that Canada excluded us from the opening ceremony. In the Truth Social post, the president claimed the exclusion doesn't matter because Canada is paying substantial tariffs. And he stated that the U.S. now gets 50% of the bridge's profit under altered terms. However, Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney rejected that claim, insisting Canada fully funded the project and will not share toll revenues until it fully recoups its investment.
You know, we should have had our own little deal.
What, like a little pomp and circumstance, little ribbon cutting here?
Yeah.
We could have.
Well, we should have.
You know, we could look right out the window.
I mean, because didn't they do it like halfway across the bridge?
They did.
We should have done it halfway across the bridge on our side and had dueling, ribbon cutting ceremonies.
Well, so who was going to be there besides us? We're going to get some Congress people or something like that?
I don't know. Whoever's going to be there.
You know?
Well, any of the U.S.
Trump
delegation
wouldn't have liked
that would be there.
The president wouldn't have liked that.
Well, I don't know.
And they would have been like, no, I'm not going against the president.
It could have been, it's like a battleground.
Yeah.
Like you can't cross the line of delineation there.
Uh-huh.
Meanwhile, Gretchen Whitmer has endorsed Haley Stevens in that Senate primary.
Haley Stevens, this is a closely watched Democratic race for Michigan's open U.S. Senate seat. The endorsement comes less than 2 weeks before the August primary and could provide a significant boost as Stevens battles former Wayne County Health Director Abdul El-Sayed for the nomination. Now, in a statement, the governor praised Stevens' record, calling her a proven leader who gets things done for Michigan on manufacturing, lowering costs, and protecting health care and Social Security. The governor joins a growing list of Democratic heavyweights backing Stevens, including Senator Gary Peters, former Senator Debbie Stabenow, and Attorney General Dana Nessel. Stevens and El-Sayed are set to meet in their second televised debate on tonight ahead of the primary.
I will say, Governor Gretchen Whitmer still holds an approval rating above 50%.
Yeah.
I mean, it is really impressive when you consider she's at the end of an 8-year, run here as governor.
And we know how that usually turns out. You know, it's usually pretty low.
For primary voting?
Yeah, no, I'm just talking about the ratings for the governor, towards the end
of
their terms.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? It's not like that.
Well, I guess a lot of the controversial decisions that she would have made happened earlier in her tenure.
Yeah.
Right? COVID and some of the decisions that were made then were happened so long ago, so people forget.
And she's tried to, be bipartisan and, sign deals that were bipartisan deals, too, as well.
I think going to the White House and trying to get stuff for Selfridge probably helped her.
Big time.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, even amongst her own party, she's almost near 90% favorability amongst Democrats in the state of Michigan. So you look at what that endorsement could mean. It could be absolutely huge for Haley Stevens, or it could mean absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
It could potentially be the counter. You could be invigorating these Abdul El-Sayed supporters so much. Look, I don't know. The only reason I think that is because you have such contrasting, you know, candidates.
Yeah.
On that side.
Absolutely.
It's not like Haley Stevens and then, you know, Alyssa Slotkin,
right?
Where there are more aligned
both
on
ends,
things.
Two ends.
Two very different ends of the Democratic political spectrum. So yes. It's very fascinating to me. And I was a little surprised but that she came out and made that endorsement. But
I thought she was going to hold out until after the primary.
Yeah, it certainly she wasn't going to be making. There's no way she was going to be endorsing Abdul El-Sayed.
Oh, no.
So it was
no.
a question of if she was going to endorse before August 4th.
Yeah.
Or it was going to be Haley Stevens.
Exactly.
Those were really the only two options at this point for Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Meanwhile, it seems that much of the back and forth military excursions have been put on hold. There's been a bit of a brief holding pattern here for the United States and Iran at this point, because according to Iran, talks between Oman and Tehran were fruitful and made some progress during these diplomatic conversations in Tehran this weekend. The two sides exchanged views on common principles with operational mechanisms for managing safe shipping traffic in the Strait of Hormuz while respecting the sovereign rights of the two coastal states. And remember, going back a few weeks ago, the conversations between Oman and Iran were, well, let's get together and charge tolls.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Well, I just hope whoever's talking, who's ever negotiating, I mean, can they get information to the military side of Iran, who seems to just do whatever they want to do whenever they feel like it, like whatever the negotiations are doesn't apply to them.
Right. Right.
You know,
we will talk about this, but Robert Papes, a professor of political science at the University of Chicago, he has been talking about this. A lot over the last few months. He's been modeling a potential Iran-U.S. war for 20 years. So we'll get his perspective on what he's seen.
Detroit is also remembering longtime Fox 2 reporter Bill Gallagher. He's a legendary street journalist who spent nearly 30 years covering the biggest stories across Michigan and beyond. He died at the age of 79 after dealing with a number of health issues while living in Lewiston, New York, under hospice care. He spent 27 years at Channel 2 from 85 to 2012. He retired then. He earned a reputation as a fearless reporter who chased down corruption and breaking news and stories others often avoided. And I knew Bill and would see him out on the street when I used to cover news out on the street. And he was just a great guy, very nice guy. But boy, was he fearless when it came to covering those stories. He let no one turn him away. He got the story one way or another. Great guy.
Good reporter.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, awesome. Meanwhile, the Tigers split their series with the Kansas City Royals. Puts them 6 games back of 500. They're 50-56. 6 games out of the lead in the AL Central and just 3.5 back of the wild card spot. But, I mean, you look at the teams in front of them, Baltimore, Houston, Seattle, Minnesota. I mean, all of these teams are right in the mix.
They are all in the mix.
Right in the mix. So it's going to be challenging to potentially find a wild card spot, at least as we sit here today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe the best chance is going to be winning the Central. Regardless, decent split.
Yeah.
With Kansas City win those
Scooble
first two
did
games
very
last
good
last
when
two.
He pitched the other night, man. Yeah. He did pretty good, too.
Not much of a surprise. Scooble pitches well.
Yes.
Headlines, awesome. Read all about it.
5 Things First Thing with JR Morning on 760 WJR.